Okay, when we left off the last part, we had our cluster running at about 4.3, 4.4 million IOPS. It's still doing the 100% feed workload, as you can see here. Now, what we're going to do next is we're going to bring in a new feature we're bringing from Windows Server 2016, Storage Quality of Service, and we'll use that to throttle down the VM fleet. Right now, the VM fleet, our 128 VMs, are simply running this workload here as hard as they can. There's no limit. They just requeue an IO as fast as one completes to keep their queue depth outstanding. What we can do with StorageQuas is define policies that I'll show you here. Get StorageQuas policy. In this cluster, we have these four policies defined. These let us set policies on our VMs, actually on their virtual hard drives, that give them a minimum and a maximum IOPS specification. As you can see here, silver, gold, platinum, and unlimited VMs, unlimited QoS policies. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to set that silver policy on our VM fleet. Now keep an eye on our performance counters over there. And as this goes in over the next few seconds, you can see us touching all of those virtual hard drives. The IOPS are suddenly going to shift down. And just to do the math, as we see this start to kick in, all the VMs are being brought back in with 8 VMs per node doing 500 IOPS per VM. That gives us a rate limit of 4,000 IOPS. And you can see that all of our server nodes are basically right at 4,000. We're getting almost exactly 64,000 IOPS across the entire cluster. Now, if we step this up to our gold policy, which if you recall was 5,000 IOPS per VM, again, over the next few seconds, we'll see this start to take effect. There's a little bit of surge going on, but the cluster is now dialed in to 640,000 IOPS, up by 10x. And now, just to remind ourselves what this is going to look like, look at our storage policies. Our platinum VMs are 10,000 IOPS. And if I go and apply that to all of our VMs, over the next few seconds, we'll see this pop up again to just about 1.28 million IOPS as the rate limits kick in the system trains itself. Now you can see all of our nodes beginning to converge at 1.28 million. So what we've just done is we've demonstrated the range of control that we can establish using StorageQuas, and it's over a very wide spectrum, all the way down to clamping these VMs that otherwise would be running at about 4.4 million IOPS, from 64,000 IOPS all the way up through 1.28 million. And that is StorageQuas. Thanks for watching.